today is a WRAL weather alert day. We have a wind advisory that goes into effect this afternoon, and of course a level 1 and 2 risk for severe storms. I'll show you what to expect and when.
For the second time in just a few days, crews from Duke Energy are preparing to respond to power outages, the additional challenges they're facing because of repeated storms.
The U.S. and U.K. militaries conduct overnight strikes in Yemen. Those strikes targeted Iran-backed Houthi rebels who have been attacking ships in the Red Sea.
A woman is badly hurt after stabbing in eastern Wake County. Brett Neese was at the scene in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. We have a lot of breaking news to get to, as well as a lot of important weather information to tell you about on this WRAL Weather Alert Day. But all schools are on normal schedule today. Much of this will be happening in the afternoon and evening hours. Good morning, everyone. It's 6 o'clock. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Friday here. And a third Weather Alert Day in a week's time. Gladly, they are starting to lose a little steam, though, and this is a welcome sight. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with what's ahead.
Yeah, Jeff, this event is not likely to produce as much widespread severe weather as Tuesday's, but still, we could have some trees down, we could have some power outages, and maybe even an isolated tornado. It's a level 1 and 2 risk instead of a level 2 and 3 risk that we saw on Tuesday. Let's take a look at our wind advisory. That begins at 4 o'clock, but stretches all the way into Saturday morning. So even after the storms end around midnight, it's going to be a windy night into early Saturday. We're likely to see gusts up to 45 miles per hour. And this system is looking a lot more potent than it did yesterday. We have tornado watches. We've had tornado warnings and severe thunderstorm warnings with this system overnight. So it has a history of producing some severe weather. We're going to wake up this morning to clear skies. We are looking at the potential for some cloud cover around the middle of the afternoon. But we don't begin to see rain until about the time of the evening commute. We'll start to see that really spreading across our viewing area between 6 and 7. And some of these cells where you see the orange shaded colors, that's where we could have some strong winds. It could produce some wind damage, potentially up to 60 miles per hour. It's not going to be as widespread. We don't have that really massive line that comes through like we saw on Tuesday. But still, some of these isolated storms could knock down some trees. That all moves out around midnight, and then we clear out. This is a look at our wind gust forecast. This afternoon, we'll be gusting to around 25. This evening, up to 30. And we get to 7 o'clock, and we're seeing some gusts up to 40, 45 miles per hour. So here's a look at our timeline for today. It's a dry and quiet commute this morning with some sunshine. We'll see increasing clouds this afternoon with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. And then severe storms are possible this evening, starting between 5 and 6 o'clock up until around midnight or so. It's a quiet start in Franklinton this morning, but it's cold out there. 34 degrees in the Triangle currently. It's 32 in Clinton, 29 in Goldsboro, 27 Southern Pines. So a lot of folks are looking at upper 20s or right around freezing as you head out the door. A little bit of frost on the windshields this morning, too. And it will be a mild day today. Temperatures at lunchtime climb into the mid-50s. We'll be near 60 at 6 o'clock, but into the mid-60s this evening as the storms roll through. Brian?
Elizabeth, as we take a look at traffic at 6:02 on a Friday morning, we have one crash in the Triangle. That is on the north side of Raleigh at North Hills Drive at Northbrook Drive. Reportedly, that's a crash with injuries. Still, crews are on the scene out there. I'm not seeing any big delays, but just a heads up if you're moving through that area. Also, over in Edgecombe County, we have a crash that reportedly still is blocking 64 alternate at Kingsborough Road between Tarboro and Rocky Mount. Expect a detour as you head through that area.
Crews from Duke Energy are ready to roll out once again today as another round of severe weather could bring more power outages. That's after storms earlier this week brought down trees and power lines across the area, including a tree onto a home in Wendell. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is live at Duke Energy headquarters in downtown Raleigh. And Kelsey, this has certainly been a busy week for Duke Energy crews.
Renee, it has, and we are in reset mode. That is the message this morning from the staff here at Duke Energy. Their team is restocking their inventory and gearing up for tonight's storms. Tuesday's storm left thousands without power. Look at this. This is the inside of a home after a tree came barreling down during Tuesday's storm. A huge hole was left in the roof. People whose homes were damaged like this one are working to make repairs fast, racing to get the job done before storms come again tonight. WRAL spoke with Jeff Brooks from Duke Energy. He says their main concern tonight is fallen trees.
You may run into a situation where a tree suffered some damage during the previous storm but didn't fall down, the limb didn't come down, and when it gets another push in the next storm, you may see some outages from that.
But what about you at home? How can you prepare for this storm? Well, Brooke says that you need to make sure that any debris that could be left in your yard from Tuesday is all cleaned up. Just in case that wind picks up in tonight's storm, you don't want any debris flying around and potentially damaging your home. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
You'll want to make sure you have the WRL News app for updates about today's weather. And be sure to turn notifications on so you'll get up-to-minute alerts to keep you and your family safe.
Meantime, breaking news we're following out of eastern Wake County. A woman is in the hospital after a stabbing near Zebulon. This happened just after 10:30 last night near the intersection of St. John's Church Road and Hopkins Chapel Road. Brett Neese was there in the WRL breaking news tracker as deputies were on the scene.
This is the home on Hopkins Chapel Road where the woman was found stabbed at least once. She was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. This is video from the WRL breaking news tracker showing you three deputies parked outside with crime scene tape surrounding the home. I noticed the front door was left open, so I'm asking the sheriff's office if this happened inside the home or outside. Deputies say this was an isolated incident. I'll stay on top of this story and keep you updated. Brett Neese, WRL News, Wake County.
Breaking news in Fayetteville. Police are working to make an arrest after shooting at an apartment complex that left a person dead. Police were called there at 9 last night to the Lake in the Pines apartments on Tamarack Drive. That's off Rose Hill Road. Officers found a male suffering from gunshot wounds. He died at the scene. His name and age have not yet been released. We're working to learn more about what led to the shooting. And happening right now in the WRL Live Center, I want to take you live out to Iowa. Look at all of this snow they are getting right now. There is a reporter, our sister station, WHO13. They are doing their live shot right now, but they could see up to a foot of snow, wind gusts up to 45 miles an hour. They are under a blizzard warning right now. Schools in Des Moines are closed today. And this all comes days after another system dropped almost a foot of snow on parts of the state. Also, this is days before the Iowa caucuses. This could be the coldest Iowa caucus day in modern history. They are talking wind chills 20 to negative 30 degrees. So you can see her holding the snow there. They are getting a lot of snow in Iowa this morning. New this morning, anti-war protesters are demanding the U.S. stop attacks in Yemen. Protesters gathered in Times Square and outside the White House overnight to protest U.S. and British strikes against Houthi targets. Many of them say the step is threatening to widen the war in Gaza. Fighter jets and Tomahawk missiles targeted Houthi radar systems, drone storage and launch sites late Thursday. A top U.S. Air Force official says more than 60 targets were hit in 16 locations. A Houthi official says at least 5 people were killed. President Biden says the strikes are in direct response to Houthi attacks against international ships in the Red Sea.
Happening today, we'll get another update on the plans to upgrade PNC Arena. The group that runs the arena is the Centennial Authority Board. They'll meet today. They'll hear from staff and consultants about where the project stands. Some of the plans include repurposing the box office concourse and creating new access points for guests and performers. This is part of a $300 million renovation project for the arena and the surrounding area.
Today is the last day on the job for UNC Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz. The changing of the guard that's happening today in Chapel Hill as he moves on to Michigan State.
Also coming up, this yellow first down line. Can you imagine watching football today without it? We'll tell you how it's evolved over the years and its triangle connection. And speaking of the triangle and surrounding areas, we're getting ready for more dicey weather today.
We are. Take a look at where this system is right now. You can see it moving across the Midwest. Lots of severe thunderstorms and tornado warnings with this. I'll show you what to expect when it gets here.
Stay safe with the latest WRL Weather Alert Day info. Get up to the minute weather and traffic conditions when you get in your car. In Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
6:11, it's a WRL weather alert day. We'll likely see showers and storms developing around 5 o'clock and lasting until midnight. So this is going to be an evening event for us. It's a level 1 and 2 risk for severe storms, with damaging wind being our biggest threat. And we're going to walk through the timeline for you with Futurecast in just a couple of minutes. But heading out the door this morning, it's cold. It feels like January. It's going to feel like spring this evening, though. Rocky Mount Mills, quiet this morning with clear skies, but cold temperatures, 27 Southern Pines, 30 in Lewisburg. It's 29 in Tarboro and in South Hill, as well as Irwin, 30 in Rocky Mount, Wilson, and Goldsboro. So heading out for exercise, near freezing, feels like January, but it's not terribly windy. We climb into the upper 50s this afternoon and this evening into the mid-60s as the storms start up around 5 or 6 p.m. Brian?
Elizabeth, all new at 6:12. We've just learned from Raleigh 911 that EMS crews have been cleared from that scene at North Hills Drive and Northbrook Drive, that earlier crash. There still may be some police activity there. Also new, we've learned that crash at 264 alternate at Kingsboro Road in Edgecombe County has cleared in the past few minutes, so traffic's flowing freely through there. Quiet right now in Wake, Durham, and Orange County. All of our major routes are looking fine, including 540 on the north side of Raleigh. A live look at that camera at Falls of Neuse Road, showing just a one-minute delay right now on westbound 540 from Lewisburg Road to I-40. Renee.
Brian, thanks. Today will be the last day on the job for UNC Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz. He is leaving Chapel Hill after nearly 30 years at the school, including the last five as chancellor. He's moving on to Michigan State to become that university's president. In his time as UNC chancellor, Guskowitz dealt with issues such as the pandemic and the removal of the Silent Sam statue. Lee Roberts will take over as UNC's interim chancellor. He had been a member of the UNC Board of Governors since 2021.
NFL playoffs start this weekend here on WRL and Fox 50. And this year, the yellow first down line that changed the way we watched football games, it's 25 years old. WRL's Ken Smith is here with how that simple yellow line on your screen has evolved over the years, Ken.
You know, Jeff, like so many fans, I can't imagine watching football today without that yellow line. We've all gotten so used to that yellow line flashing on the field during NFL and college games, for that matter. Whether the call leaves you cheering or yelling at the screen, that marker is a reliable constant for viewers. Now, here's the thing, though. 25 years ago, networks were skeptical at first, but one NBC Sports producer quickly became a believer during a preseason test run.
When I went into their truck and saw the yellow line and saw it, you know, in real context of football and the game, it was a no-brainer. This was going to be additive for the viewers.
And fun fact, Durham-based sports technology company SMT Visual Data Intelligence created that yellow first down line that we've all gotten so used to watching NFL games. Well, coming up on today, starting at 7, in another installment of Inside the Game, how that yellow line has revolutionized how we all watch football. And Jeff, that was only the beginning. Today we've got graphics that show you how plays develop. Who knows where it's going from here?
I don't know, but it's pretty cool. And, you know, I mean, it's computer generated, right. So it's not really on the field. But if your team needs a first down, you're watching that and you're rooting for that play. And you almost feel like the players on the field can see it.
Exactly.
And they know where to go.
It really makes you engaged.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be watching for it this weekend. We have you covered all things NFL this weekend. Tomorrow afternoon, 4:30, Cleveland Browns play the Houston Texans on WRAL.
Wild Card Weekend continues Sunday. At 4:30, the Green Bay Packers travel to Dallas to play the Cowboys on Fox 50. Then at 8:15, the Detroit Lions host the Los Angeles Rams on WRAL.
The NFL is taking some heat over one of the other games on the playoff slate. It could be the coldest one ever. The Dolphins at the Chiefs game will be streamed live on Peacock tomorrow night at 8. It is the first NFL playoff game ever to air exclusively on a streaming service. There's no option for NBC affiliates like us here at WRL to carry that game. Martin Luther King Jr. Day is Monday. There are a lot of ways to celebrate this weekend.
And to honor his legacy, let's start with MLK Dream Fest happening in Cary. Dream Fest kicks off today and runs through Monday. Tomorrow, there's a big event at Cary Arts Center from 4:30 to 8:30 p.m. There will be a cultural arts show, food trucks, a community resource fair, and an arts and crafts zone. It's free to go.
Also in Cary, we've been reporting on this. The Chinese Lantern Festival had to close early due to storm damage. This is a Sky 5 video there that shows some of the lanterns submerged in water. Despite that, people can still enjoy some fun featuring lanterns tomorrow. The third annual Under the Silver Moon Lantern Parade will be held at downtown Cary Park. Bring your homemade lantern and join the parade, and there'll be live music and food trucks. Admission for that is free.
It's your final weekend to go out ice skating outdoors in downtown Raleigh. The Red Hat Amphitheater Outdoor Ice Rink in downtown Raleigh will be open through Monday. If you still want to skate outdoors, you can go to Cary because Fenton's Rink will be open through February 5th. For more on these events, just go to WRL.com and search keyword out and about. And if you are out and about today, be sure to have your phone with you and the WRL weather app to stay updated on the weather information.
Yeah, see that ice skating. I think about the cold snap that's ahead for us. But first, we have to get past this WRL weather alert day today, Elizabeth.
Yeah, this can be a very active time of year. We take a look at our weather alert day. It's a level one and two risk for severe storms. Most of us in that level two risk. That means we will likely have scattered storms that could produce wind damage. Damaging winds will be our biggest threat. Isolated tornadoes, we always have to mention the possibility, but that looks much less likely. Wind advisory begins at 4 o'clock, but lasts all the way into Saturday morning. So once the storms move out closer to midnight, we'll still have windy conditions tonight into the early part of the day on Saturday. We'll see gusts up to 40, 45 miles per hour. Here's where the storm is right now. It looks much more intense than it did this time yesterday. We do have tornado watches there in red, and we've had a number of tornado warnings and severe thunderstorm warnings pop up with this system. The yellow boxes there that you can see, especially along the warm front there. Those, of course, are the severe thunderstorm warnings, and we've had a few tornado warnings as well. So this storm does have a history of producing severe weather. This morning, it feels like winter for us. It's cold, temperatures upper 20s to around 30 with clear skies. We cloud up around lunchtime, and then the storms start to move through around 6 or 7 p.m. You can see these cells here, especially where you see the orange shaded areas. That's where the cells could be strong enough to produce some wind damage. We could see a few trees down. I wouldn't expect to see as many trees down as we did on Tuesday. This storm just won't be quite as potent. We won't see as much rain, and the storms won't be quite as widespread. But still, we could have some power outages and some trees down. Tuesday was an unusually widespread event. We'll see skies clearing overnight and a dry day on Saturday. Here's a look at our wind gust forecast. We'll start to see the winds gusting this afternoon up to around 25 miles per hour and then jumping to around 40, 45 miles per hour this evening and into early Saturday. Because of the rain that we've seen this week and that we may see tomorrow, the Tar River at Tarboro. It looks like it could move into minor flood stage this weekend. Roanoke River at Roanoke Rapids could be at minor flood stage this weekend. In both cases, it doesn't flood any buildings, but just some of the area beside the river. All other rivers, at least the gauges that we monitor, are below flood stage. So that is good news. Our tower is lit there at the top in red for the severe weather. But this morning, it's nice and quiet. We take a look at Franklinton, 34 degrees in the Triangle area right now. It's 27 in Roxborough, 29 South Hill and Goldsboro. It's 27 in Southern Pines and 31 in Fayetteville and Clinton. It will be a warm evening. It's a cold start. We jump into the 50s at lunchtime, and temperatures will be ramping up into the 60s as those thunderstorms come through. So there's going to be a lot of energy in the atmosphere for those storms. Then we're going to reverse and start to cool down. For Martin Luther King Jr. Day, it'll be near freezing if you're headed out to the prayer breakfast in the morning, and highs will only be in the 40s. We're looking at a cold rain on Tuesday and an even colder day on Wednesday, 38 degrees. And Brian, as cold as it's going to be, we're still not looking at any snow.
The anti-snow league triumphs again.
Come on, snow
lovers. At least for now. It is now 6:19 as we take a look at traffic. Just getting reports of a crash in southern Edgecombe County in the Pine Tops area. Apparently a crash has closed Highway 43 around Davistown Road. We're going to get some details about that. I'll have an update for you in a few minutes. We also still have some crews reported out at the North Hills Drive, Northbrook Drive crash from earlier, but I think that's largely cleared at this point. Around Wake County, no trouble showing up. Looking good in Durham as well as we take a live look at that camera at 147, the Durham Freeway at Mangum Street downtown. Only a 1 minute delay on that ride northbound from 885 out to I-85.
Thanks, Brian. Changes are coming to one of the most recognizable pieces of the Raleigh skyline. We'll tell you why Wells Fargo is making plans to move out of its downtown tower.
A Navy helicopter with six people on board crashes into the waters off San Diego. How rescue crews were able to get all crew members to safety.
And here's a look at your NC Education winning lottery numbers.
We'll be right back. What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Julia Roberts is a beauty icon, but she isn't taking herself too seriously in a new interview.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Yeah, this is one of those you wonder, was she kidding? We don't know. British Vogue magazine asked Roberts how she stays looking so youthful, and she joked that her secret is pickling. She said, quote, I put my head in the jar every other Saturday for 18 hours. It does wonders. The smell is awful.
That was the jokey part. But all jokes aside, she is on the cover of British Vogue at 56, and she looks wonderful. And she said that, seriously, it's the people and her experiences that have made up her life that keep her youthful.
Oh, she's beautiful inside and out.
When you have that kind of money, you know, you don't have quite as much stress as the rest of us have. So just another factor, perhaps.
Okay.
Jessica Simpson is calling back to one of her most memorable reality TV moments in a new commercial.
The sea. But it's not really chicken. It's tuna. So don't get confused by it.
Who would ever get confused by that?
No one? Not your mom.
Or is this fish?
Now, who can forget in 2003 on her show Newlyweds when she famously asked husband Nick, what was his name again?
Lachey.
Nick Lachey, if chicken of the sea is tuna or chicken.
Yeah. Her mind was blown when she learned the truth with that. And that's when you just say, bless her heart. But look, hey, she's owning it now and, you know, not taking herself too seriously on that one.
What was that about money, Brian? Ding, ding, ding.
Thanks, Brian. The second Friday art walk around downtown Carrboro and Chapel Hill returns today. You can explore art galleries, art studios, shops, and restaurants. There will be live music, performances, spoken word poetry, and more. Venues are generally open late afternoon and evening hours. We have not yet heard from the organizers. It is still on, but definitely check with the weather.
Yeah, talk about weather. Art and cold weather live in perfect harmony in Michigan, where ice carvers are displaying their talents all over the city of Niles. It is part of the annual Hunter Ice Festival. Artists have cut 32 tons of ice into 150 sculptures. They'll be carving more during live presentations as part of this weekend's festival.
And of course, today is a WRL weather alert day. The storms could start as early as 5 p.m., last until midnight. It's a level 1 and 2 risk for severe storms, and damaging winds being the biggest threat. I'll show you what to expect where you are. And another bout with severe weather this week has power crews ready to respond again. The additional risks in place because of the series of storms.
Also, a woman hurt badly in a stabbing in near Zebulon. Brett Neese was at that scene in the WRL Breaking News Tracker asking deputies what happened.